Conservative Host Michael Savage Leaving Radio in January 2021. By Joshua Kaplan on October 1, 2020. Conservative radio legend Michael Savage shocked his legions of loyal listeners Wednesday by announcing that he will soon leave radio after more than 25 years on the airwaves. As of early next year, Savage will be heard exclusively on his Savage Nation podcast. "I have a big announcement to make," Savage began. "Come January, you're only going to hear me on my podcast. You will not hear me on this radio station anymore as of January," the radio host continued, before adding that he's legally unable to divulge the reason. "I cannot give you the reasons, I am constrained for legal reasons. You will no longer hear Michael Savage on radio anywhere in America." Later, Savage took to social media where he appeared to drop a hint as to why his radio was soon coming to an end, tweeting, "Yes, sadly so, as of January 2021, you will no longer hear Michael Savage on any radio station. Only on my podcast. Too many Chris Wallaces took over radio." Savage's announcement comes on the heels of the release of his most recent book, Our Fight for America. The War Continues, which lays out the various threats of COVIDism and communism facing the United States. The COVIDism has brought in pure socialism and it's leading, with the riots, to communism if we don't stop this, said of his book in a recent interview with Breitbart News. "It's my last-ditch effort to sway the election toward Trump. He's all we got between us and the deluge." Savage launched his radio career on San Francisco's KGO news station in March 1994, as a fill-in host for Ray Taliaferro. By September 2000, the Savage Nation had become national show syndicated by TRN. Speaking to Breitbart News in November 2019, Savage reflected on his start in the radio business. "I went into radio because I was so infuriated by what was done to me. How I had my birthright stolen right from me from the left wing through affirmative action," Savage explained. "They denied me what I was qualified for. All I wanted to be was a college professor. We're in a war and we're losing the culture war. The march to the institutions has been won a long time ago. I took a chance. I cut a demo tape in Sausalito, California," the radio host then reminisced. "I had my wife call in as a caller, I had two friends call in. It was a lot of fun. I had no idea what might happen. Four stations said, 'You are really good, we'd like to hire you.' One was in Boston and another in San Francisco. It was KGO at the time, and they put me on at night. What was I getting at? I was getting even. I reached more people in a single show than I would have reached teaching for an entire year in a university. It's my way of saying, go to hell. I'm as motivated today as the day I began. I have the same passion for the subjects that I have," he concluded.